Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of the University College Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Brandon Apter. I'm the social media and marketing specialist for University College. During this time of quarantine and social distancing, I just wanted to let all who are listening, especially students, know that University College's departments and academic support initiatives are here to serve our students. To find out more information on how University College's departments and tutoring centers, everything like that, to find out how they are operating during this time of online learning, please visit uc.kennesaw.edu/COVID19.php. That's COVID19.php. Whether you need OWL advising or to contact graduation coaching services or someone in the ESL or SMART centers, it's all there for you at uc.kennesaw.edu/COVID19.php. Before getting into our guests for this episode, make sure to head over to Facebook and give us a like, because we have an exciting new weekly video series that features live discussions with our staff, faculty, and students about exciting new courses in the works, virtual advising, much, much more. So head to facebook.com/KSU University College, or you can go to facebook.com and just search KSU University College in the search bar, and you'll be able to find it there. So this will be a two-segment episode of the podcast, and to start things off, I will be joined by one of the student tutors from the SMART Center on the Kennesaw campus, Lydia Blanner. She will speak to how the transition is going for her during this time of online learning. She'll also talk about how she learned about Kennesaw State shutting things down for the spring semester and going online while she was in Uganda. In addition to that, we'll talk about the resources that the SMART Center offers students during this time, what it's been like for her being a tutor, and much more. In the second segment, I'll be joined by AJ Amini. He is the Director of Advising at OWL Advising here in University College. He's going to give three very helpful tips for virtual advising for students. So make sure to stick around for that second segment as well. Once again, we appreciate you tuning in for this episode, and without any further delay, please enjoy our discussions with Lydia Blanner of the SMART Center and AJ Amini from OWL Advising. All right, everyone, welcome back into the University College Podcast. Right now, very happy to be joined by one of our tutors at the SMART Center on the Kennesaw campus, Lydia Blanner. Lydia, thanks so much for taking some time in this weird world that we're living in to come on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, so we're living in times that nobody could have really expected, and it's sent Kennesaw State, along with so many other universities across Georgia and across the nation, into having to transition into online remote learning, and throwing a lot of departments into a whirlwind, and trying to see how different things work during this time has been really, really interesting. So I'm excited to talk with you to see how the student transition for you is going, and then the SMART Center, which you're a tutor at, how students can get information on that during this time, and how it's helpful to students even when they can't visit in person. So I guess just to start things off, we'll start off with a little bit of the basics. So why don't you tell everybody where you're from, what your major is, and how you ended up choosing Kennesaw State as the university where you wanted to go?
Yeah, so I'm from Warner Robins, Georgia, which is about 30 minutes south of Macon, because no one knows where Warner Robins is. I'm a math major with a minor in accounting. And honestly, it was kind of crazy how I ended up at Kennesaw. It wasn't my first choice. But I kind of ruled out all my other choices, and it just ended up being the one for me. And I think it's actually worked out really good and better than I could have thought. So I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, that's great. And with regard to your math major and minor in accounting, how did you land on that? Were you kind of a math whiz in high school and figured that that was something you should go into, or have you always had a passion for that?
Yeah, I actually was thinking about majoring in physics in high school, but it just didn't click as much for me as the math part of physics did. And I really enjoyed all my math classes in high school and really excelled in them. And so that's how I ended up being a math major. And then I added on the minor about a year ago. I just needed more electives and I didn't know what to take.
Okay.
And my advisor said, choose a minor.
Yeah. Cool. And when are you set to graduate?
I graduate next spring.
Next spring, so not that much more to go. Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am so excited. I have three math classes left, and I'm pretty stoked.
Wow. Have you given any thought as to what you might want to do after graduation? I know you're still like a little ways away from like job searching and everything like that, but have you given any thought as to some career paths that you might want to explore?
Yeah, I actually want to be a college professor, so I'm going to grad school and hopefully going to get my PhD just straight out of the bat so I don't have to go back.
Yeah.
As far as job wise, I've been thinking about a few things. Nothing's really settled,
Right, yeah.
obviously, since I have so long, but I've kind of been thinking about going into the Peace Corps to get some teaching experience.
Awesome.
But also, it just depends on what is going on around that time,
Yeah.
too. So, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we're back to some semblance of the old normal.
Yes.
So I'm sure the transition from what we're used to, being on campus and, work for me working in an office, and for you going to classes, going to the student center, the rec center, everything, the campus amenities and stuff like that. But the transition has probably been different for you and a lot of different people. So once school kind of closed down and went to remote learning, how have you adjusted to this whole pandemic in terms of the academic side? And I know before I hit the record button, you weren't even in the country when this all went down.
Yeah. So, like I said, I was in Uganda and I was there for a mission trip, and that's when the school shut down. And so when I came back, it was actually perfect timing because we had the 2 days off of school, so it let me get back from the time zone change. But then it was actually really nice for me because the teachers were understanding. They had already known that I was out of the country, but because of all the pandemic stuff happening, they were even more understanding about my work and stuff. So it was kind of a really nice ease back into school for me personally. My classes have kind of gotten more manageable and given me more flexibility with the online. So I really appreciate it being online, but I know it's definitely difficult for a lot of people.
Did you have to go through any unusual travel things when you were coming back from Uganda? Because I know, like, when the university went strictly to remote learning, there was that 2 day period, and obviously that was before Kennesaw and the rest of the USG decided to go online for the rest of the semester. But did you have to go through any traveling precautions when you were over there or when you got back here?
Actually, surprisingly, no. Uganda was the same as it's always been. They take your temperature going in and coming out and give you hand sanitizer everywhere they can. And you have to take it. You can't say no. So that was kind of different, but that's just different for me personally. They do that all the time. And then coming back, there was nothing. They just asked the standard custom questions. Like, what are you bringing back? So it's kind of shocking that there was nothing, like, no health questions or anything like that.
Even though that you were coming from a country that probably, I mean, definitely hasn't been as affected and as others, but yeah, I'm sure as things have progressed over the last couple of weeks, most airports around the country are probably starting to do a lot more with regard to, people getting on and off of planes, especially internationally.
Yeah, definitely.
So when it comes to the academic side of things, you said that learning remotely has given you an opportunity to feel like things are more flexible. You got the opportunity to ease into things, but what sort of ways specifically have you found to be helpful when it comes to remaining focused and structured while learning remotely?
Yes, definitely having a set space to do my work in. I set up, my mom has always worked from home, and so she has her own office, and I've just set up camp in the dining room, and I'm using that as my like home office so that I can focus strictly on classes and work in that area so that it's not coming into my relaxing space.
So trying to still keep that school to home separation as best as you possibly can.
Yes, definitely.
So with some courses specifically, I know Zoom has kind of taken over the world with regard to a lot of remote learners, online learners. So can you talk about how some of your courses have been laid out now, if there's been any differences with the remainder of their semester now being online?
Yeah, so two of my classes have stayed the same. Pretty much. One is a directed study, and we've always met over Skype. So that's not changed at all. But the other two of my classes have pretty much changed their whole kind of structure. They are releasing the notes and videos during the week, and we watch them. And then when we go to class, it's like a office hour to ask questions and stuff. So, attendance is not mandatory like it was beforehand. And there's just a lot more time, honestly, to ask more questions, which is nice. And to be able to go over the notes at your own pace is nice instead of like having everything right in front of you and copy down everything and process your questions. So that's been nice. That's pretty much it though. Besides our test being moved to online, tests and quizzes moved online. That's really the only change. Yeah.
So, as I mentioned at the start of this, you're one of the tutors for the Smart Center, which is usually a place on campus students can go to both on the Kennesaw and Marietta campuses, for help with a number of subjects, gen ed, some others as well. But even with this pandemic ongoing, the Smart Center is serving students. So how can students go about getting assistance from the Smart Center, and how is the Smart Center, I guess, operating now as an entity that is online when it's normally in person?
Yeah, so students have to go to the Smart Center website page, and there should be a link there to sign up for the course, Smart Center Online Tutoring. And then it will pop up, once they're registered in the class, it'll pop up on their D2L page, and they can just sign into the Collaborate Ultra session that should be going on. And then there will be tutors there who can help. We normally have a math and chemistry person there pretty much all day, but you can also check the hours on the Smart Center website. And if it's like a special course like engineering or the anatomy and physiology that we just added, those hours are on the website as well so that they can get that specific help they need. As far as how the Smart Center is like operating, it's pretty much like a class, or it honestly hasn't changed that much in my opinion. Like when you come in, you're in the main room and somebody will be there to greet you most likely, or someone will come greet you. And then depending on what you're working on, we'll move you into that specific room and a tutor will be there with you in that room to help answer your questions personally. So it's kind of like you're one-on-one with the tutor, just like how it was in the Smart Center.
Great. And for those listening, you can visit smart.kennesaw.edu and there's instructions right on the main page there. And there's also something on the left navigation called Virtual Smart Center. It's the third link down, so you can click that and get all of the hours for all of these subjects on there and make an appointment as well. So moving on here, as a tutor for the Smart Center, what do you enjoy most about being able to help other students? And maybe earlier on when you started tutoring, what sorts of challenges did you face and how did you find out ways to overcome that?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, I want to be a college professor. So it's just something that I've been very passionate about is teaching. And so I really enjoy being able to help them because it's just what I'm passionate about. And like seeing that light bulb click in people's minds is just such an amazing experience to know that you helped them get there. So that's what I really enjoy about it. One of the challenges that I faced early on, I've been tutoring for 3 years now. This is the end of my third year. And early on, I was not confident. I felt like I didn't know anything, like I didn't really have a right to be helping these people because I didn't know that much. That's what I thought, anyways. But just getting more comfortable, the people that were around me when I first started were very helpful and encouraging and just very honest, like telling me, if you don't know, that's okay. Like, you're not supposed to know everything. You're a student who's helping another student. So you can be honest and say, I'm really sorry I don't know this, but let me try and find someone who does so they can help you. Because I think that's one of the worst things, is not being able to help someone, especially when they came in for some like a very specific question. And so even like not being able to help other people in certain topics, like I'm not a person to call for when you need chemistry or physics help, but I can find you someone who will be good at that. But like just being understanding and very calm and collected, like telling people, I'm really sorry, I cannot help you with that, but let me find someone who can. Because a lot of there's some people that come in and they have the impression that we are like professors and stuff. And so sometimes we have to be like, no, I am a student. Like, I am not at that level yet. But so yeah, that was definitely one of the challenges, though.
All right. So before I let you go, I just wanted to ask one more thing. During this time of social distancing, we're not really able to do a lot of the things that we're used to doing, whether that's, going out to restaurants or going to the supermarket, more than once every couple of weeks. I guess with regard to free time, what sorts of things have you done in your free time that might be helpful for other students that might be getting a little stir crazy or cabin fever?
Yeah, we have a huge backyard back here and back home. And so I have set up my hammock out there and I just go and sit out in the sun and the nature for at least an hour or so a day, just to kind of like make myself feel like I'm not trapped in the house. And I've definitely been walking a lot more. And I also have started learning a new language.
Oh, very cool.
Just because I have more free time now. And it's kind of something I've always wanted to do, was learn another language. So I figured I might as well start now.
Yeah, that's great. What language?
Hebrew.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Lydia, again, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day here to talk about this, and certainly hope that we will eventually get to meet in person one day. But until then, best of luck with online learning, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
All right, everyone, welcome into segment two of this episode of the University College Podcast. Right now, very happy to be joined by the Director of Academic Advising Services at Owl Advising here in University College, Mr. AJ Amini. AJ, thanks so much for taking some time to join the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, so this is definitely a weird time that we're living in here. For you, I know you just more or less joined the university just after the turn of the calendar year. So in terms of being a new staff member, you're kind of getting everything thrown at you now. You know, you got like a month and a half in the office, and now working remotely and trying to transition everything in an advising department for that. So how's that been going for you?
It's been great. I'm happy I got about a month and a half, 2 months of in-person work before all of this happened. But it's definitely been interesting to see us transition, but it's such a good team, and Kennesaw State has been so welcoming to me. I'm so excited to be an Owl, and very excited to be supporting our students. So all in all, I can't complain, but I can't wait to be back on campus when it's appropriate.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, one of the really key things in any student's academic career at Kennesaw, at any other college, is going to be, you know, advising. You know, you're not going to always have all of the answers yourself. You're going to need to find somebody to help you along the way. And advising, whether it's in your specific major or with Owl Advising, it's very integral, especially during times like these, for students to feel comfortable asking questions if they have any, because now they're not on campus every day, and it's certainly a different atmosphere that we're all living in. So what I'm going to try to do to make a more regular thing as part of this podcast is do advising tips of the week or advising tips of the episode. So I tasked you, AJ, with coming up with three tips for students with regard to advising. And what I'm likely going to do is make sure that these tips are listed on one of the pages at advising.kennesaw.edu. But without any further delay, why don't you give me a few tips for students to use during this time when it comes to advising?
You got it. And it was really easy to come up with these. Just it didn't take me too long to come up with three, and I can always come up with more. But my first three, I'll start. Number one, be proactive. I would encourage all of our students to be as proactive as possible in communicating with their advisors. Advisors have not gone away, even though you might not be seeing them on campus. Advisors are still here. And so be proactive with your communication. That is the number one tip. Number two tip is know the technology that you need to use to reach out to your advisor. I know a lot of our OWL advisors are using Microsoft Teams. They're all certainly still responsive via email. But I think knowing the little apps that you need to get, knowing the technology that you need to be comfortable with is very, very key. Our advisors on OWL Advising are even available via chat on Microsoft Teams. So if students go and get the Microsoft Teams app on their phone, they can quickly pull it up, log in with their Kennesaw State credentials, and chat with their advisors right there, like they're exchanging text messages. So that's the number two, know the technology. And my number three tip is ask as many, many questions as you possibly can, especially in regards to this new remote advising. I'll share with students something that I'm sure they probably know, is that we are discovering answers or ways to get things done on a day-by-day basis. This is a new reality for all of us. We're all figuring different things out every single day. So if you have a question that's come up, maybe your advisor hasn't thought of it, maybe the campus hasn't thought of it, but if you ask your advisor a question, even if they don't have the answer in regards to remote work or virtual sessions, virtual classes, they can probably get answers for you. So once again, be proactive was tip one. Know the technology, tip two. and ask any and all the questions you have is tip three.
All right, AJ. Well, I appreciate your time for this short little advising segment, and I look forward to having you and the advising staff in Owl Advising be able to contribute and give more tips as we progress through this new world that we live in and hopefully return to our old normal sooner rather than later.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we will always be here to provide tips and support our students along the way.
Yes, and to visit Owl Advising online, make sure to hit up owladvising.kennesaw.edu. You can find out all information on the online advising and everything there. Find who your advisor is and all of that good stuff. So thanks again, AJ, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Brandon.